Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome on back to Dana and Parks. I want to give you the phone number in case you want to text in and weigh in on the next subject, 913-586-7798. With a warning, we will be talking about domestic violence. And if that is something that is a trigger for you or you don't want to listen to, we want to give you the heads up that we will be talking in depth about it this hour. I want to start with an op-ed that appeared in the Associated Press and then was picked up by the Kansas City Star this week. It says, 30 years ago, as women's rights advocates worked to pass the 1994 Violence Against Women Act, domestic violence was still something of a hushed topic. And then Nicole Brown Simpson's death forced it right into the spotlight. Americans who were riveted by the murder investigation of the superstar ex-husband, who is now dead, heard startling and painful details of the abuse that she suffered at his hands. Quoting here from the executive director of the LA-based nonprofit Peace Over Violence, says the issue exploded overnight. We had 20 media trucks lined up on Hollywood Boulevard to talk to us because it was OJ. He's famous. He's an athlete. He's handsome. Everybody loved him. We started to have conversations about what goes on in the mind of the abuser, and we were able to maintain that conversation throughout the 2-year period of the case. I think she says it changed the movement. Given that victims then and now often hide their abuse, many people assumed it happened only to poor or marginalized women. But then they saw that neither Nicole Simpson's privilege nor her earlier calls to police had insulated her. She was beautiful. She was white. She was famous. She was wealthy. So there was a sense that if this could happen to her, it could happen to anyone. Quoting from American University professor Rachel Louise Snyder, who wrote in 2019 the book No Visible Bruises. And I wanted to bring in the chief executive officer of Hope House in Kansas City, Marianne Matheny, for our conversation. And I'm sure you saw that op-ed, Marianne, and you have worked helping survivors for decades in Kansas City. What's it been like for you to look back at that snapshot in time?
Well, she said it all in that. That truly is how it was. And I think we still see some of that today, but it is much better today than it was 30 years ago in terms of the response, in terms of people's understanding, and in terms of people wanting to have and being willing to have the conversation. We are light years from where we were 30 years ago.
You know, the one thing, and it's difficult to listen to, but we're going to play it because I think it's important for people to understand where we were and where we've come, is that when she calls 911, there were so many 911 calls to that house. And so many people in the neighborhood knew exactly what was going on. And you can hear the desperation in her voice and almost the resignation that because he is O.J. Simpson, it almost sounds like she doesn't believe she is going to be helped. Sam, do we have that to play?
911 emergency.
Can you get someone over here now to 325 Gretna Green? He's back. Please.
Okay, what does he look like?
He's O.J. Simpson. I think you know his record. Could you just send somebody over here?
Okay, what is he doing there?
He just drove up again.
He just drove up. Okay, wait a minute. What kind of car is he in?
He's in a white Bronco, but first of all, he broke the back door down to get in.
Okay, wait a minute. What's your name?
Nicole Simpson.
Okay, is he the sportscaster or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Wait a minute. We're sending the police. What is he doing? Is he threatening you? Has he threatened you in any way, or is he just harassing you?
You're going to hear him in a minute. He's about to come in again.
Okay, just stay on the line. Okay, Nicole?
Uh-huh.
We're going to stop there because there are some bad words in there, and I believe you can then hear him in the background. She had revealed, Marianne, after her death in an undated letter, that during her first pregnancy in 1988, he, quote, beat the holy hell out of me, although they told the hospital she had fallen off a bicycle. I want to remind everyone that it was in October of 1993, a year after they divorced, that 911 call was placed, 1 year after the divorce. 8 months later, she was dead.
I think a couple important things to note here. So when she was pregnant, pregnancy is often a point when the violence escalates. We see that pretty regularly because pregnancy changes the relationship. It changes the dynamics. So it can be a very threatening time where an abuser feels like they don't have that control or they don't have that status or the importance that they had before, because now this baby is going to be taking the place of, sure, of them. So that is very common for the violence to escalate during pregnancy. So not surprising to hear that. The other thing I think that is really important to remember and realize is that people feel like one of the myths around domestic violence is that if the person would just leave, the violence would end, and then it would be over. We get asked that all the time. That is the most common question that we get asked, is why doesn't she leave? Well, the reality is she does, or he does, whoever the victim is, they leave all the time. But leaving doesn't mean the violence is going to end. Actually, it can increase at that time because, again, the dynamics have changed, that relationship have changed. And when you're talking about domestic violence, you're talking about power and control. And so when that power and control are taken away, thus the person has just left, then they escalate their behavior in order to regain that power and control. So we often see where the violence escalates and the person is in more danger at the time that they're leaving or shortly thereafter, and then even beyond, because they're doing what they can to get that control back. So it is important. I feel like it's really, really important for people to understand that it may seem like a very simple thing and that if you just did this, then it would end. But that is absolutely not the truth.
One of the things that I had forgotten until I read this op-ed, and this is just one more horrifying fact about this case, her two young children were inside that condo that night. I had forgotten about that. She was not, I knew she was not murdered at OJ's home. She was murdered in her condo in Brentwood. And I've read this before, Marianne, that statistically you are, as a woman trying to flee that environment, the most at danger when you are leaving. And I do think it's worth a reminder to everybody that it was 8 months after that 911 call that she was murdered along with Ron Goldman, who just happened to swing by to drop those glasses off.
Right, right. And I think that's one of the things that when we're talking with people and when we're really talking to someone like on the hotline, that we really safety plan with people around the time of leaving, because that is an extremely dangerous time. You can see, like, if you look at reports of someone being murdered, often you're going to see estranged, just left, separated. And that is because, again, the dynamics have changed. And that time of leaving means that that control is going away. So we're going to escalate the violence and escalate the methods that are being used in order to maintain that control.
Can you talk a little bit about the police response and, you know, how that has changed and how their understanding of these situations has changed? When we know, Marianne, back in the 70s, if a woman called police for help, that we didn't even have 911 back then, they would just kind of shrug it off as a family matter if it was domestic violence, right? And then I think over the years, things got better. But you still look at when she was murdered, didn't we know better in 1993? And at least in that neighborhood, with all of the time she called, I think the response and the answer would have to be no.
Right. I think when you look at the time frame, so I do believe that she was instrumental in helping to change the narrative and helping the conversations to happen. The other thing that happened at that time was the Violence Against Women Act was passed by Congress. What that did was open up the conversation between law enforcement and domestic violence providers. So there were grant dollars that were associated with the Violence Against Women Act, but the grant dollars were contingent upon law enforcement and the domestic violence providers working together.
Got it.
And that has been instrumental. And I will tell you that in our area, in the Kansas City metro area, it has been a phenomenal resource for us. We have been able to, when just Hope House itself, we have been able to partner with our communities out in Eastern Jackson County. And we have very, very good relationships with law enforcement. We do trainings. We have detectives and we have court advocates that go out and do things. They respond and talk to the victims and they work together. We are in the court system. So much has happened since the Violence Against Women Act passed. And has continued to pass because that has been the key has been that you have to have the coordinated relationships because domestic violence does not happen in a vacuum. It is not a family problem. It is a community problem. And if we don't address it as a community, we will never see it end. But I do think when you look over the last 30 years, so much has happened and so many positive things have happened. We still have a very, very long way to go, though.
So the Violence Against Women Act has funded more than $9 billion in grants to combat domestic violence with police training and social services. That first year, the hotline received 75,000 calls. Last year, it handled more than 400,000 calls, text messages, and chat messages. Does that say to you that we are moving in the right direction or the wrong direction?
No, actually, it's the right direction because we know that when we do trainings and we're talking with law enforcement, our calls go up. And that's a good thing because that means they know what they're looking for. They know that they need to respond and then they know who to talk to in order to get the help that they need. So that is actually a good thing. And I think the Violence Against Women Act has funded so many different programs. They don't just do the law enforcement aspect of it. The domestic violence, the National Domestic Violence Hotline is one piece of that as well. There's comprehensive programming that is happening across the country to help address domestic violence and help address all of the issues that go along with that. Because it is, again, it's not just this thing that happens by itself.
Yep.
There's so many other things that get impacted. And you have to address all of those or you won't be able, never will we solve this problem if we don't address all of the issues that impact a survivor.
Chief Executive Officer of Hope House, Marianne Matheny, thank you so much for your time today. I know it was on short notice. We do appreciate you spending some time with us this afternoon.
Oh, I appreciate you talking about this because that's the only way we're gonna really get to the bottom of it is if people are educated and understand and they know that there's help out there for them as well.
913-586-7798. If you have questions or comments, you can text those in as well. We're back with more straight ahead. You're listening to Dana and Parks.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.